Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John Maurer. I'm a case intake specialist. This is a recorded call. Who do I have this pleasure to speak to today?
John Maurer. My name is John as well.
Oh, John.
And I have a claimant on the line. This is a new claim for her Depo Provera case.
Okay.
And her name is Mytenil Williams. Let me spell that for you. M Y and then T like Tom, A Alpha N November, I India, A Alpha L Lima.
Okay. Got it. And then
last name Williams.
Very good. Right. John, I'll take it over and help this potential client. So I thank you for the transfer.
Not a problem. Ms. Mytenil, I have John on the line for you, John Maurer.
Thank
Hello,
you, John.
How are you doing, John?
I'm doing well, Mytenil. My name is John, and this is a recorded line. I'm a case intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. If you meet this criteria to participate in this lawsuit, I'll get you connected with a firm that will represent you to help you get compensated for damages. So I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then... were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year and receiving at least 4 injections?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. And I'd like to help you with filing a claim, but before I go any further, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
That's true.
Okay. And could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis?
I was diagnosed July 19th, 2022.
Okay. July 19th, 2022?
Yes.
Okay. And you're over the age of 18, so you could file a claim with the assistance of a law firm?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And you're both a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And Mytenil, can I get your date of birth, please?
10/4/96.
Okay. February 4th, 1996?
No, October 4th, 1996.
Oh, 10/4. Okay. October 4th, 1996?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. And then do you know anyone else who has received the Depo injections and also was diagnosed with a meningioma?
No.
Okay, that's all right. And then did you use the brand name contraceptive Depo Provera?
I use a brand name called Pfizer.
Okay, yes. It was the brand name made by Pfizer. Pfizer.
Yes,
okay. Pfizer. All right. And then I believe you answered this question already, which is you did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis, and you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then could the law firm does ask for the approximate dates that you used Depo Provera. That includes the start and end dates. Could you provide me an approximate date you started the Depo injections?
I started March 27th in 2020.
Okay.
And I stopped in July 10th, 2022.
Okay. Okay, let me repeat these dates just to make sure I have it correct. You started roughly on March 27th, 2020, and you stopped taking the injections July 10th, 2022? Okay, great.
Yes.
And that'll answer our next question is, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? I believe the answer is yes. It was after 1992. Okay. 327, 2020, July 10th, 2022, and that's yes. And regrettably, the harm was a meningioma. And then now I can ask you information about yourself to prepare the legal agreement between you and the law firm for representation. Your gender is female, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get your marital status, please?
Single.
Okay. And then... I think we've confirmed the spelling of your first name. It's Mytenil. It's M Y T A N-I-A-L?
Yes.
Okay. And Mytaniel, do you have a middle initial?
It's C.
Okay. C as in like Christine with a C?
Yes.
Okay.
C as in cat. Yes.
C as in cat, actually. That's a better way of explaining it. All right. And then the last name is Williams. Is that right? W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then I'm assuming you don't have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
No.
Okay. And then the law firm will have you sign. We'll have you sign an authorization to release medical records, but we do need to put your social security number on that form. Can I get your social, please?
You have to give my social over the phone.
I understand for privacy purposes, we're all conditioned not to provide socials. But in the context of this, this is a lawsuit, and the law firm is going to be submitting a request for medical records to your doctor or for the hospital that you were diagnosed as well as treated. So for privacy purposes, what I can do is use just the last four if that would be if that would be better for you. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay. And can I get the last four, please?
0925.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I apologize.
0925.
0925?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then any forms that you sign towards the end of our call, that would be the authorization for legal representation as well as authorization to release medical records. Those copies will be sent to your email address. And I have on record for your email is wmytanial@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's basically a W and then your first name at Gmail?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then the phone number that appears on my call ID, this number is 943-267-0717. That's your number, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and is it a smartphone that you can receive a text message and then search the internet?
Yes.
Okay, great. If you meet the criteria, towards the end of the call, I'll be sending you a text message with those forms for you to sign, okay? And then once we finish signing, you and I will be done. But there is one final step, and that's called a case verification call. The law firm does want to briefly speak to you, confirm that you had received depot injections, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma. And lastly, it's okay to submit the request for medical records. That will occur by phone. And then what is the best time that you can be reached? Would that be mornings, afternoon, or evening? Do you have a preference?
Mornings,
okay. I'll make a note of that for the firm. And now I'd like to gather your address. Where do you live?
It's 210 Auburn. A-U-B-U-R-N.
Okay.
Avenue, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia.
30303?
Yes.
Okay, that's in Fulton County. And is that a house or is that an apartment?
It's an apartment.
Okay, and the apartment number?
501.
501, okay. Let me repeat that I have, repeat the address to make sure I have it correct. I have 210 Auburn Avenue Northeast, apartment 501, Atlanta, Georgia, 30303, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Mytaniel, now I'm going to be asking you questions about your diagnosis, like the name of the doctor, the facility that you were diagnosed at. So could you provide me first with the name of the doctor that unfortunately gave you the news of your meningioma?
Her name is Dr. Sandra.
Is that Dr. Sandra? S-A-N-D-R-A?
Sanders.
Oh, Sanders.
S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Okay. And where's Dr. Sanders at?
Piedmont Hospital.
Piedmont?
Yes.
Let me see if I can find her. What I'm doing is doing an internet search to see if I can locate her address. Is it... It's a woman?
Yes. Rebecca. I just had to find it with the other man, the first person.
It looks like I found Dr. Rebecca Jimenez Sanders, and she is affiliated with Piedmont Hospital, and she appears to be a neurologist. Does that sound right to you? Do I have the right doctor?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Give me 1 second. Was this doctor also responsible for or overseeing your treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And this was where you were diagnosed and where you received treatment. Was that the same place, Piedmont Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, great. And bear with me here. Okay, and Piedmont Hospital, that's located at 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest in Atlanta, Georgia. Is that right?
Yeah, it's on Peachtree.
It's on Peachtree? Okay, I found it then. All right, good. Just want to make sure I have the correct hospital. And then I found the phone number from the internet as well. That number is 404-605-5000. Does that sound right to you?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't have the number on me.
No,
right
it's
now.
Okay. I got it. I was able to get it from the internet.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I am pleased to let you know that the law firms we work with are very reputable, very experienced. They provide great service, and you'll be in good hands if they agree to take your case. And keep in mind that it seems like we're all done. Like, we do this interview, we sign the legal agreement, and sign the authorization to release medical records. But don't forget that they do need to speak to you just to confirm this information real quick. Confirm that it's okay for them to start working on your case by submitting the request for medical records. That call should happen in 24 to 48 hours. That's important to remember. 24 to 48 hours, you'll hear from them. All right.
Okay.
And then, Mataniel, did you happen to have a prior – did you get diagnosed with a cancer before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
No.
Okay. Never had. All right. I understand. Thank you. All right. Now I'd like to – so that – just to summarize, that answers our questions about what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you as well as treated you. It's the same doctor, and it was at the same facility, Piedmont Hospital.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to gather the name of
the
doctor.
Right there in the mirror. You missed it straight up in the mirror.
Now I'd like to gather.
Hello.
It's okay.
I'm listening. Hello.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Now what I'd like to do is gather the name of the doctor that originally prescribed you Depo-Provera.
Her name is Dr. Witherspoon. She was my family doctor.
Okay. Excellent, doctor. And was she also in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes, she was at Grady.
At Grady? Okay. And would that be Dr. Jocelyn Witherspoon?
Yes.
Okay. And bear with me here. I'm just entering an information. And she's at Grady Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
Now, where did you receive the Depo injections? Did you receive it on site at Grady Memorial, or did you get a prescription filled at your local pharmacy and then self-administer the injections?
I did it myself. I got it at CVS.
Okay.
I was doing it myself.
Okay, bear with me here. Okay, CVS. Okay. And by the way, you saw Dr. Witherspoon at Grady Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, great. And what I was able to do is I'm trying to get the address for them. Grady Memorial Hospital, that's located on Jesse Hill Jr. Drive in Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, the full address is 80 Jesse Hill Jr. Drive, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. Same facility. I've got a phone number from the internet, 404-616-1000. And then now I can go to the CVS pharmacy. So you filled the prescription at CVS. Do you know the name of it? Pardon me. Do you know the name of the street that CVS was located on?
It's on Peachtree Street. It's
okay.
By my house. It's like Peachtree Street.
I found a CVS at 3221 Peachtree Road Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Is that correct?
No. I think it's Peachtree Street, not Peachtree Road. I think Peachtree Road is...
Oh, correct. Okay. Would that be 842 Peachtree Street? Peachtree Street? I feel like a tongue twister.
Downtown. No, it's Peachtree Street. I can look it up, though. Hold on.
Is it right on the intersection of 6th Street and Peachtree?
Yes.
Okay. I've got the right facility. Okay. Give me a second. Yeah, so it's 842 Peachtree.
I think it's 235 Peachtree Street.
235? Let me see here. That looks like it is on the by Portman Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay, that's the correct one. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you. Okay, so CVS at 235 Peachtree Street Northeast. That's Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. And I do have a phone number for them, area code 404-577-4054. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay. All right. And then, Mataniel, do you happen to have, do you happen to have any medical records that can confirm your diagnosis of a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And you'd be able to provide them to the firm either by mail or by fax or scan or email them?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes.
And they live with you?
Yes.
Okay, and who would that person be?
My boyfriend.
Okay. And his name?
Oh, let me get his number, too, while I'm at it.
Okay, sure.
Before I tell you his name, so I can just do everything at once.
Thank you, Martenio. And by the way, we're almost done. The last step is just the signing, and then you and I will be done. But don't forget the case verification call.
Okay. His name is Ty.
Can you spell that out for me, please?
T-Y.
T-Y, okay. And his last name?
Is Hicks.
And can you spell that for me?
H-I-C-K-S.
A-I-C-K?
H-I-C-K-S.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry. I apologize. So his name is Ty Hicks. So it's T-Y. And then last name is H-I-C-K-S?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then his phone number, please.
It's 917.
Is that 917?
645. Mm-hmm.
Okay, 917-645.
645-7765.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. Phone number is 917-645-7765.
Yes.
Okay, and he lives with you at 210 Auburn Avenue, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia?
No, he don't live with me, but he lives around in my area, yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. let me change this. I may need to ask you his name information again. if I change this to...
Oh, wait, you can keep it how it is. If you got to go through all that, you can just keep it how it is.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you. That would be helpful. All right. And 30303. Would you happen to know his email address by any chance?
No, sir, I don't.
That's all right. All right. My title, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. And so the law firm is interested in taking your case. They will reach out to you in about 24 to 48 hours. Our last step on this phone call will be to sign the authorization for legal representation. That means they'll take it on a contingency basis. What that means is you don't owe them anything for legal representation. They're only paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. Damages like pain and suffering, past medical bills, future medical bills, any income that you lost because of treatments for meningioma. That's the damages that the law firm is going to seek on your behalf, okay? And then the other form you're going to be signing, as I mentioned to you, is the authorization to release medical records. Before I send you that text message with a link for the forms, I do need to make sure I've got this information correct. You have been advised this call is recorded. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. You don't have an attorney. You're willing to affirm you do not and have not signed paperwork with a firm. You're an adult over age 18 that was harmed by the Depo-Provera injections, meaning you were diagnosed with a meningioma, and that date of diagnosis was July 19th, 2022. You're an adult over 18 filing this claim. You're both a citizen as well as a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is October 4th, 1996. You used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year before your diagnosis, and you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. We estimated you started, you used Depo-Provera, had the injections between March 27th, 2020, ending July 10th, 2022. Your information, female, single. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name as well as your last name and your middle initial, C as in cat. We've confirmed the last 4 of your social being 0925. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number, your residence at apartment 501 on 210 Auburn Avenue Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. We've gathered the name of the doctor that diagnosed you and treated you as well as the facility where the diagnosis and treatments were made. We've gathered the information about the prescribing doctor, Dr. Jocelyn Witherspoon at Grady Memorial Hospital. And then we've gathered where you've filled your prescription at CVS on Peachtree Street in Atlanta, 235 Peachtree to be exact. And we got the phone number from the internet. We have an emergency contact. Everything looks good. In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message, and that'll have a link to the documents. And what you'll do is you'll click on that link. You'll have to agree to SMS messages. You'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures, and then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons that'll point you to where on each page is a signature or initial that is needed. Right, so bear with me here.
Okay.
And I got to say, I'm sorry. I want to say thank you for letting me help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The very fact that you unknowingly were receiving the Depo injections that led to your diagnosis of a meningioma. But as I mentioned to you before, you're about to be in great hands. The law firm that is interested in taking your case and representing you to get compensated for damages is a very reputable, very experienced firm. Did you get that text?
I appreciate
you too, yes. Let me know when you're done signing, and that'll be my cue to do one last thing on my end, and then we're all done.
Okay. Finish it.
Okay. Are you?
Okay, you're done.
So you got the confirmation it's finished? Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you a text message with my name and contact information. I think it's important that you have a record of who was the person that helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. Again, my name is John Maurer. I'm a case intake specialist. I was the last person you spoke to before you spoke to the attorney or to a representative from the firm. And so you always have that record. I'm in Irvine, California. If I do need to call you back, it would be from a 949 number. We're almost done.
Okay.
But don't forget that the law firm is going to be reaching out to you sometime between now and the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And they want to do a quick verification. The name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker, but they have a managing agency that will probably call you first. And they're A4D. And just in case, along with my contact information, I'm going to provide you the name and phone number to the law firm. So if you don't hear from them by Monday of next week, you do have the phone number that you can reach out to them on your own. Or you can call me and I can get you in contact with the firm. So, Mateniel, I just sent the text. You should have received it. You should receive it in about a minute or two. And if you could kindly confirm you got it, we were all done.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Yes. All right. Again, thank you for letting me help you. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but you will, if the firm agrees to take your case, they'll help you get justice in the form of compensation for damages. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
That's it. I really appreciate you, John.
Oh, thank you, Mateniel. I also appreciate you, and I'm sorry to hear about these unfortunate circumstances. If you have no other questions, I'd like to wish you a good rest of the day, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care. Be safe and good health. Bye for now.
Thanks.